Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold, Hour 3, Friday, the 1st of June. And Gary, I'd like you to talk about some of the key issues here. Valerie Jarrett was someone who was negatively commented by, a pretty vile comment by Roseanne, but she did repent. But there's no forgiveness for the right when they do obscene things. There is for the left. With Samantha Bee is a good example of that, but there's so many examples. I'd waste a whole hour just kind of listing their names and what they said. This issue, though, that Roseanne brought up, is well known that she's, quote, a conspiracy theorist, which means she's been following the dark state or the deep state. And she knows that Valerie Jarrett is one of these people. And if you look at the picture of her, she's kind of a strange-looking person. I don't know what her nationality is. I don't really care. But she's strange looking, and her behavior, obviously, she's pretty deeply involved with the deep state. If you look at her parents and her ontogeny of her education, she actually introduced Obama to his wife. She was deeply embedded as the head chief of his staff. There's something really strange about Valerie Jarrett still literally living in this eight-suite home within 3 miles of the White House with a wall around it, with Obama still acting like a proxy post-presidential international activist. I mean, it's really, there's something bizarre going on there, isn't there? And I think that Roseanne was making comments. Apparently she said she was on a sleep pill, so she went over the edge and made comments that got used analogies and statements that nobody would defend on the right. But when she repented, her very popular show got canceled because the right can't be popular and make stupid comments, can they?
Well, that certainly is part of the one-way a trap that they have people forced into. It's a way to shut up conservatives and to open the floodgates with the attacks on conservatives. But what's a heck of a lot more interesting, you can really spend some time on that type of propaganda and how it affects people mentally. But what Roseanne hit on was major conspirator. I mean, somebody that had been literally trained. Again, we're talking like the boys of Brazil. And we talked in programs earlier about Obama's being, brought up in Indonesia and the fact that his first date was a person from Philip. The person was Philip Jessup Jr.'s daughter. And Philip Jessup was key in turning over China to Mao. And we saw that under Ronald Reagan, you had Cord Meyer, glom onto Reagan in 1947 and stay with him and groom him for, the presidency. But here we've got Valerie Jarrett, whose mother worked at the University of Chicago in a laboratory. It was called the Chicago Laboratory Schools. And this is where Valerie Jarrett, was brought up. She was, her parents you know, one of both her parents and her grandfather and her stepfather were all connected with Alfred Stern. And Alfred Stern was a Soviet agent that ended up leaving the United States and ending up in Poland and died there. But she also, her parents had connections with Marshall Davis, which was Obama's mentor. So you've got that tie also. The Chicago area also was the spawning place for a newspaper called In These Times. And that was put together by James Winstein, who was connected with all kinds of communists, Dorothy Healy down in Southern California, Hugh DeLacy up here, which we know was a Soviet espionage agent who was one of Leon Panetta's pals. But they put together the mother ship for these newspapers In These Times with Chicago, and in Santa Cruz. In Santa Cruz, it's called The Good Times, and that Hugh DeLacy was involved with that, and it was laced with the communists from Chicago, which is where Valerie Jarrett came from. And so we've got these connections.
Why was she raised in, she was actually born in Iran, why was she raised in Iran, and what's the connection with the CIA? Because we know that the CIA were directly involved with removing Mossadegh and then putting in the nephew of the Shah, and then later removing the Shah and putting the Ayatollah Khomeini in there. So what connection does she have?
Well, her husband, James Bowman, was a doctor. He was a pathologist and a geneticist for a children's hospital. Also, we find, you'll see throughout her career, she's been involved with children, which certainly...
you're talking about Valerie Jarrett, right? So her husband...
It's a buyers.
You're talking about Valerie Jarrett, right?
Yes, Valerie Jarrett. But
so that's her, she kept her maiden name, is what you're saying.
And doing government work in 1956, part of a U.S. aid program. And then when they came back, they ended up in Chicago in 1963. And there they established... her mother was a child psychologist, who put together a thing called the Erickson Institute, which specialized in child advocacy. And again, we look at these women that are, you know, supplying, you know, Bill Clinton 26 times to Lolita Island, and their wives seem so interested in child advocacy, and their wives don't seem to care when they're, you know, when they're caught.
Yeah, but what is Lolita Island? I want you to expand on that.
Yeah, well, these charities and so forth specialize in children, just like we see a lot of the foster care programs in various areas throughout the country seem to be a haven for child trafficking. They find, you know, children that are, you know, scared to death or are very young, or, you know, that can be, passed around. You talk to some of these poor children where they don't have good homes. And, you know, they end up 3, 4, 5, 6 different homes by the time they're, you know, out of high school, which is really a shame. But I think...
Yeah, so there's a connection to Frank Marshall Davis, too, who is probably the real biological father of Obama as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
This is Taylor's connection to William Patterson, who was a prominent African-American communist, a mentor of Frank Marshall Davis, who was Obama's father.
There's a wonderful film called Anarchy USA, and it was produced way back in the 60s. And actually, Patterson defected from the Communist Party, and he had a stroke, so his speaking is a little bit wrong, but he talks about how he was sent to Moscow to train to do prepare for the riots, which, you know, occurred in Los Angeles and so forth. But people, and that's free, looking up Anarchy USA on YouTube. I think there's two or three sources that they can watch that. It's and they can see this Mr. Patterson. Back to this Erickson Institute that her mother put together. It was funded by the Woods Charitable Fund and that included Bill Ayers serving on the board. Later, Obama served on the board of this this so-called Erickson Institute, this child advocacy group. So, and at the same time, we find that the her Valerie's grandparents, Robert Rochin Taylor and Dorothy Taylor, that they were early supporters of Planned Parenthood, which is amazing, since Margaret Sanger had the Negro Project, and today Planned Parenthood kills, you know, what, 50% of every black born. So, but Frank Marshall Davis, you know, he was in Chicago, and he joined the Communist Party, and he joined at the time when Hitler and Stalin had the Hitler-Stalin Pact, and that, you know, didn't bother him. He was supporting Hitler during the time when, you know, World War II began. So, but as soon as the Hitler, you know, turned on the Soviet Union, of course, you know, he followed in step with the Soviet Union.
Right.
Because they're agents thereof.
Right. Interesting. Amazing stuff. You find all these connections, and there's a lot of, it's a relatively short cadre of connections, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a handful of people.
Gary, if we look at Valerie Jarrett, that's her maiden name. Her husband, what's his name again? He's a geneticist?
Yeah, that's, that was, Her father was a geneticist.
Father, okay. So we're talking about Vernon Jarrett. He's also a member of the Communist Party from 1946 to 48, according to FBI files. So she's got a lot of connections to globalists and communists, socialists. And she's also introduced Obama to his so-called wife. I consider her a tranny. I don't know if she's really biologically female. There's some really good evidence I have from my sources that the two children they have are not biologically her children. But they are actually
been very easy for her to handle, being, you know, being his handler. The fact that she has this Erickson Institute, she's got children right there. The fact that she introduced Obama to his wife, and there's been a lot of questions about sex and you know, his being gay and all kinds of different things. This would certainly accommodate this scene, you know, that's been set up for us. In fact, that Erickson Institute, when that was formed, included Bernadine Dorn is on the board of directors, together with Bill, you know, Bill Ayers. And Obama, during his presidency, sent $5 million over to it, under, you know, one of the programs from the federal government.
Right.
Under the stimulus legislation.
Well, sent over to where?
To the Erickson Institute.
Where does it operate?
And that's out of Chicago, and that's with Bill Ayers and his
Bill Ayers, the communist that wrote his book about his father. In other words, Tales of My Father, right?
Right, exactly. And then Bernadine Dorn, who's the terrorist, is on that same board. Now, the Jarrett's grandfather, Robert Taylor, was involved in the American peace mobilization, as was Frank Marshall Davis, who was the father of Obama.
So, I mean, that's actually, I got to see lots of evidence that he is his father, and he actually sexually assaulted his own son while he visited his apartment in Hawaii.
Now, the
which is also part of the reason why he's bisexual.
Valerie Jarrett served on the Chicago Civil Liberties Committee together with Davis, and they both served on the board together. So this is really tight, you know.
Yeah, this is very tight.
Pieces of the puzzle.
Now, looking at today, they have a home 3 miles from the White House with a wall around it and 8 suites, where Valerie Jarrett's still there working in the same home, same building, and sleeping there. As Barack Obama, and apparently I heard that there was a split between Barack and his previous wife or tranny, whoever she is, and that there's some kind of big split occurring there. I don't know what's going on right now, but Obama's still on the world stage, going around traveling like he's some kind of real politician, when really it should be sanctioned that he has no right to be coming and making an opinion and not only an apology tour, but actually a geopolitical activation tour to counteract Trump's foreign policy.
Well, the other thing, she wasn't elected, and she didn't need Senate approval. She had 20 to 30 aides in the White House just for herself. And
that's weird, isn't it?
Action. So, I mean, this is really an unusual situation. She was a handler, no doubt. She handled his marriage. she handled the White House. She handles it all. She might be a surrogate, like that country singer that fell in love with a lady, a couple years older than him. But the in and out with the communists. There's also in Chicago the packing house workers union again, which was communist dominated, and there you had Vernon Jarrett, her father, and Frank Marshall Davis.
Right.
But here you got the marriage put together. You've got the handler, never leaving his side. You've got the communists going in and out. And this newspaper in these times that came out of Chicago, we've got its extension here in Santa Cruz, which includes Hugh DeLacy, which was key in Leon Panetta's career. And Leon Panetta was appointed by Obama to two different key posts, the CIA and the Department of Defense, in which his deep state got exactly whatever they wanted, because Panetta was a tool of both the Rockefeller family and he had access to the communist network.
He has a lot to say lately about everything going on with Russiagate, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's amazing. Nobody mentions his connection with Russia. Well, all these people on TV, even James Corsi, who's been pretty good on some of this stuff, but I don't see anybody out there that's been able to, put these things together. And it's so obvious. Leon Panetta, sending military and policy information to this guy for years. He shows up to a big celebration for him. He attends his funeral. He praises him in the Congressional Record. And, where is the good guys, of our intelligence agencies? Fortunately, the Birch Society opposes the nomination, Panetta's nomination, and I think Joseph Farah had an article on Panetta Gate, and a few conservative organizations did. The wholesale number, the ones that are out there, the talking heads, not a word from Michelle Malkin or Ann Coulter or Trey Gowdy or any of these people that are concerned about the communists interfering with our elections. Here we had Hugh DeLacy, an espionage agent, totally involved in Leon Panetta's campaigns.
Wow.
And it's still going on. As late as 2015, we had the mayor of Santa Cruz, Leon Panetta's campaign manager, Don Lane, give the key of the city to Angela Davis. I mean, if Mueller's looking for a connection between, people in the federal government and a Russian connection, he's got
Yeah, but he doesn't want to really find the connection. That's why he's only investigating the Trump side, the conservative side of the aisle. He's not looking at the Democratic and the globalist side, which are replete with so many much evidence, it's obscene. $145 million to the Clinton Foundation, $500,000 given just for one speech by Clinton in Russia. I mean, it gets really ridiculous. And 20% of our uranium going to Uranium One. And both Mueller and Rosenstein are involved with both of these things, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, look what we're talking about today. Valerie Jarrett, with all of these connections, with the communists, with Alfred Stern and, person after person, and she doesn't leave Obama's side. I mean, talk about a communist threat. And then you look at Wasserman Schultz with her Pakistani spy network, and you can go on and on with all these, the Uranium One and so forth. I heard the other day that most congressmen, I found this hard to believe, most congressmen are dual citizens. I thought there might be,
dual citizens of what? Of what country?
Somebody said it was over 50%, so I'll have to check that out.
Dual citizens of which country?
I guess it could be Israel or Mexico or New Zealand or whatever. But
Really?
I think somebody swearing the oath to the United States, they should, not be a dual citizen.
That's really amazing. Back in a moment with more with Gary Richard Arnold.
Warning. 68.
Welcome back. So please continue, Gary. This is a really interesting information to make on all these connections, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. One of the other people, I think what's interesting, too, is that laboratory school at the University of Chicago. I found another name who had graduated there, and that was Paul Nitze, N-I-T-Z-E. And he received a Presidential Medal of Freedom, and there's a Paul Nitze School for Advanced International Studies at Johns Hopkins. Paul Nitze was the one, he was in the Air Force. I had a position, I think, during the probably 60s or 50s, and he suggested that the Strategic Air Command be turned over to the United Nations. So there's a globalist. Also, we find that part of the faculty of the Chicago Laboratory Schools is Valerie's mother, Barbara T. Bowman, and it says early childhood education expert and advocate.
Right.
So if you're going to train somebody, kind of like they do from the Boys of Brazil, train somebody to behave and act, I mean, here you've got the same cadre bringing up Obama, marrying him, and get this, two other people had attended this laboratory. You're not going to get this. This is a cherry on top. It's Myla and Sasha Obama. They attended the school December 2008, daughters of the United States President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama.
Wow.
So here you got Valerie, who's probably managing the kids, probably provided.
Well, what I heard is the kids were provided by a doctor and his wife, and they were actually adopted or semi-adopted by the Obamas because they're not their biological children.
Well,
The evidence I've heard is that Michelle Obama is a tranny. She's not biologically female. And Obama is bisexual, and this has all been arranged. That's what I've heard.
Look who the arranger is.
Right.
Valerie Jarrett.
Wow.
The two children. I mean, this is Wikipedia stuff. This isn't, right-wing, stuff that people are theorizing. The children went to the school that Valerie Jarrett's mother was part of the faculty. And she has left the children or Obama's side since she introduced Michelle to Obama. Now,
wow.
Take the cake. I don't know what that does.
That's very bizarre, isn't it?
I think it, if you were casting a movie, this is exactly how you would cast it.
And wow.
That's why Roseanne got her fingers burned so damn fast. That the whole world came out,
because she's starting to touch the key knob of this thing. Because Valerie Jarrett obviously is managing the president; she's like his handler for the New World Order, for the globalists.
Exactly, just like Cord Meyer was for Reagan, and some of these other people for.
Wow.
But you got it, and that's why the media responded so immediately to Roseanne and why they really wanted to burn her, and they're even taking off the old series, to shut her down so she has no money whatsoever. Maybe she was deeper than you and I were into this, and maybe she made that attempt, figuring somebody out there would figure this stuff out. But we got it here on your program today, and I think it's... incredibly damaging.
Wow. That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And then we see these other people that show up on television, and they're all, you know, they're all patsies. You see Newt Gingrich all the time on Fox, and of course it was he, you know, he remembered the Council on Foreign Relations, and he said he was a globalist. He advocated it, and he wrote the foreword to, you know, one of those futuristic books advocating world government. But he's in there now, talking like, you know, pretending like he's got good sense, just like Trey Gowdy did, you know, for a while. He's just saying enough, but not finishing the thought.
Wow.
Calm down the folks so that he can get on to his next assignment. And that's why so many of these Republicans are retiring. And God, I hope, our fearless leader Trump has enough people to keep jockeying around all the opposition to a sovereign United States. But
that's kind of amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's the most interesting time of all, and it's a time when people really need to, you know, spend on learning what's going on out there. And we've mentioned it before. You mentioned that William Patterson, I think his name was, the black communist that was cited in what you read earlier. But he's, you know, people, you know, get on there, look up Anarchy USA, get the free book on the Skull and Bones, America's Secret Establishment by Sutton. It's free, and it used to be $400 a copy, and intelligence agencies around the world would buy it. So if you're interested in ferreting this stuff out, you need that book. You need to
give the title again.
That's America's Secret Establishment by Dr. Anthony Sutton.
Right, I've heard that before.
And
you quoted before.
Yes. In fact, we'll have to talk to see if we can't stock it too, you know, some of these really crucial books. But
now, do you have where would you obtain it? Can you link it up? You know, buy it at some.
It's available at Trine Day, T-R-I-N.
Trine Day, yeah.
Yes.
Is it still $400 though for the book?
No, it's like $26 or something like that. When it was really expensive, it was when it first came out, it was first printed. And
okay, let me check some prices here. I'm going to check jet.com, which is the alternate, which is supported by us. So it's America's Secret Establishment, right?
Right. That might be $19 plus postage or something. And maybe if we can find a way to benefit the program, if... But they have a number of books. They also have Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, which I think is a little bit more money, but it's...
Yeah, here it is. American Secret Establishment by Order of Skull and Bones is what it by N.C. Sutton. It's actually only $15.80.
Wow. Okay, that's a good...
That's over at Jet.com, right?
Yes, huh?
That Jet.com. Now, I don't know what that is over in Amazon. I assume it's similar. Jet actually is faster in terms of service than even Amazon. I order things in Jet. I can sometimes get it the next day.
Yeah, we need to seek alternatives to these multinationals, and that includes where you bank. I think
it's $15.80. They dropped their price to match Jet.com. Yeah.
No, that's terrific. But we probably should have a program sometime when we can go through a list of organizations and banks and other people to deal with, because buying your coffee at Starbucks is not good for America.
Right.
It's the new green Kool-Aid that people are drinking. I mean, they put all their employees, they shut their whole business down and put their employees through a re-education and reorientation camp. And from one person's testimony, having gone to it, they said about 80% of the people, you know, bought it, and that person felt like it, you know, they were just given a whole line of crap that makes people feel guilty in, you know, bringing up making differences rather than, you know, doing any mending whatsoever. And understand that there are going to be future, you know, what are they called, sensitivity training groups. But I saw this happen, you know, many, many years ago down in the Southern California in Venice area, and
right.
It was called Synanon, and it was.
You can't really figure out what's going on unless you dig deep like you have to know who the players are and their agenda. When anomalous things come out like Trey Gowdy or Napolitano's comments on Fox, you can't figure it out unless you make these connections, can you?
Right. You've got to know about Tavistock. You have to know a few of these other things. And there's ways to learn them.
Right. Amazing. So, Gary, this is really important stuff that we're talking about today. Now, people need to understand, when you see things like Valerie Jarrett pop up, and then all of a sudden the comments by Roseanne get her completely, not only her top show, which is an ABC, the top show of the season, busted, when the left does all kinds of things. Touching Valerie Jarrett is a definite, you know, death sentence no-no for anybody on the right. If you're tied anyway with the left, which is Disney Corporation and ABC, isn't it?
Yeah, this is all of these guys, and the perfect example, I think, our good old Leon Panetta, who was a Rockefeller protege and steeped with the Communist Network. And the same thing is true when you're looking at the big globalists that run the media. I mean, the media is totally controlled. We're so brainwashed. And this is part of the expose of America's secret establishment, because the first experimental psychiatry was by Wilhelm Wundt and from the University of Berlin. And that they describe men as a summation of their experience. And so it's a stimuli that is important. They think we're to be trained like dogs rather than to be trained as individuals to think. And we went back on that, I think, a little bit last week, where they wanted people to do a whole word rather than break it down into phonetics so they can put things together.
Right.
It's as basic as that to get you.
Well, remember now, there's a time.
Act to stimuli rather than to.
Right. You know there's a tie-in between the Tavistock Institute, which came out of England, and eventually the idea of the Matrix and creating super soldiers, which converted to University of not only Chicago, but also Research University at Johns Hopkins, and here in California at the University of California, Irvine. People need to know these are tied directly to this whole super soldier program, and the idea of mind control on Long Island research that was going on there is tied directly to programs like Disney Corporation that are involved with child abuse and mind control. People need to know that, don't they?
Yeah, all of media is now to submit people to living in the community. Again, the English series called The Prisoner with Rod McEwen is an example of it. Everybody's supposed to settle down and take their place and have a seat at the table, while the elite is free to jet around and do everything they want. We're to sit around and knit or gather honey or do whatever we need to do, and if there's any surplus of people, they'll certainly be culled. And that's exactly what's happening right now. But they do need to rid the people of the middle class, the remaining people that think or can go back to.
Well, and they have a timeline of where they want to advance technology for artificial intelligence, robotics, and the cyborging of the human race. We see it already. Vaccines, for example, are truncating the frontal lobe activity. So we're seeing the we call the reptilian brain, including the amygdala and the rage control centers, taking center stage with Asperger syndrome, autism, et cetera, caused by vaccines and genetically modified food and scale radiation, which directly negatively affects the frontal lobes. People need to start understanding that this is an agenda, and it's an organized agenda that continues to move forward toward a goal of culling the human race and converting the lower classes to a lower caste of genetically inferior, cyborged human beings, and the superior classes, like the movie Gattaca, wants to genetically and cybernetically enhance the superhuman race, upper caste, just like the caste systems in ancient India, right?
Exactly. They're doing to people's minds what the Chinese did to their women's feet. They bind them so that they, you know, they're immobile. They,
right.
You know, sit there and look pretty and do sexual acts, and that's it. So we're bound to not look beyond or go beyond what we can see. And we're expected to stay in place, or we're a danger to them. So thinking is a danger. Having your own individual thought is a danger.
Well, this is why even on the right, for example, we had Josh Bernstein, who made negative comments specifically about the Pope, and you know, he got sanctioned for that. Okay, so you have to understand that there, if you make specific comments, if you're representing a corporation or a situation, you may get sanctioned for actually making valid comments that are even in the open media by collecting them together to make a kind of an overall gestalt or picture of what's really going on. Just like Valerie Jarrett, you're just pointing out names of relatives and other people and where she went to school, and you start to see connections that start to look pretty odd and very descriptive of how the control freaks are actually managing even our so-called presidents and leaders in our world. You know, for example, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote the Grand Chessboard. He even recommended to Barack he use his specific name, not Barry Satoru, but Barack Obama. The Barack Obama name only came up later. His original name when he filed at university in California was Barry Satoru, a foreign graduate, a foreign student actually coming in to Occidental University here in California from Indonesia. People don't know that, do they?
Yeah, no, he's like a pinball. I mean, the very wealthy people, you know, hand him from one person to another. He doesn't have his own thoughts. It's the people, you know, it's the shadow government.
He's a mulatto sock puppet for the globalists, right?
That provided his wife, and you look at the, you know, the communists and the, and the billionaires and multinationals, they're the same. It's the
wow.
same crew, the same gang, and that's how our leaders are provided for us.
Wow. That's why they think it's a bit of a joke. They're laughing at us. Well, we have a non-citizen pretending to be president, pretending to be pro-black when he's actually against the blacks. Genetically, he's probably, you know, what I've heard is that Davis actually may be a particular version of black that actually is more Arab than black. Have you heard that too?
I don't know.
I heard some reports on that. So Barry Satoru basically is a closet Muslim. As you can see with even Brendan and so on, we had many meetings with him. They were literally in the process of deconstructing the United States, destroying the military, ruining our economy, and opening borders and putting back 84,000 criminals that were rapists and murderers and thieves back on the streets in America, even though 56% of the people they deported were non-criminals. These are people that weren't criminals that were here. Rather than fixing the immigration system, which you could in the first few years of his first presidency term, he didn't do that. He actually put this health care bill, because I was told back in 1999, you could not have, 1998, you cannot have a new world order and a total control of the population without national health care, which is why I think 2020 is going to be national health care, where the Democrats are going to try to come up with a single-payer system. And it's not so that they can make it cheaper or competitive. It can actually double the cost and increase the administrative control of doctors and patients and so on, and provide stifle any new advances in medicine. But it'll be allow them to actually force vaccinations, force chipping of the population, and terminate people, including babies that are unborn, but also senior citizens or people that are younger that just get really sick and they don't want to afford to pay to take care of them, just like in Britain and Canada. Same damn thing. So
yeah,
it's not going to cost us money. It's going to allow more control.
They're creating a scene. You look at their children that went to the university, you know, Chicago Laboratory schools, where Valerie Jarrett's mother is a faculty member. So, and she's in charge of this this children's group that
right.
Ayers and Bernadine Dorn are members of the board of directors.
Right, and Valerie Jarrett's not on the scene at all. Well, why is she still?
Makes big money. She back in, let's see here, we've got in 2009, her previous year's income was $300,000 and a $550,000 deferment compensation for the Habitat Executive Services. She was receiving payments for $346,000 for services on boards of directors that reflect her political ties. Worked with Chicago Real Estate. She was connected with that criminal that Obama got some money from, Tony Resco, I think his name was.
Right.
And she was on the board of his organization.
Wow.
But anyway, there's always a crime element to this, too, that seems to come in handy when they need the muscle. That either comes from one of the unions or one of the crime areas. Of course, Chicago itself is the criminal city.
Isn't it? That's why, there's a very big criminal. The mob runs the place.
Right, and then Valerie Jarrett also has an organization for which she's a consultant for governmental clients. It's called Republican Consulting. So,
really,
bagging money for the Clinton Foundation.
I mean, tentacles of the beast.
Improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.